You're listening to BBC Learning English.
This time I was named as Northern Ireland's Best International Student 2007.
I'm very, very pleased I get the Welsh International Student of the Year 2007, which is awarded by the British Council. Thank you for everybody support me.
Very good. Congratulations for your outstanding achievement.
那是2007年国际学生大奖的获奖者接受 BBC Learning English 专访。
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
大家好，我是杨丽。With me in the studio today are two winners of the International Student of the Year Award for Wales and Northern Ireland, 威尔士和北爱尔兰国际学生奖。Guess what? They are both from China. Let's meet them for a brief self-introduction.
Hello everyone, my name is Liu Yusi, but everybody call me Yusi. I'm from China, and I study at the University of Welsh Bangor. Psychology is my major, and I'm in my final year.
Hello everyone, my name is Zhang Yuhuai, also known as Neo. I'm the student of Queen's University of Belfast. Management is my major. It's my fourth year now. It's because I spent 1 year in my internship.
刘宇思的专业是心理学 psychology， 张宇怀的专业是管理 management， internship 就是工作实习。 Now let's listen a bit more, but I'd like to draw your attention to the different ways of describing someone winning a prize or an award. 在表达荣获什么奖项的时候，有不同的表示方法。 You can say I got the awardI won the award, I received the award, or I was awarded or named the Best International Student of the Year.
I'm very, very pleased I get the Welsh International Student of the Year 2007, which is awarded by the British Council.
This time I was named as Northern Ireland'sBest International Student 2007, and I won the Shy International Student Award Competition 2007.
Yu Si and Yu Huai were among more than 2,000 students from 130 countries who took part in the International Students Awards, a competition run every year by the British Council, 英国文化委员会。Entrants in the competition were asked to write a letter in English describing their academic successes, 学术成就, extracurricular activities, 课外活动, and community involvement, 公益与社会活动. I ask Yu Si and Yu Huai what made them shine in the competition. They both emphasized the importance of social activities in their lives.
Well, I think socializing is very important to every individual. So, I mean, student life is not merely about study. So I seize every opportunity to embrace the culture. I share my culture with them and I learn from their culture. And actually, I realized that I was benefit a lot more than I expect.
Clearly, for Yu Huai, his social life is just as important as his studies. So he seizes every opportunity to embrace the culture, 不失时机地投入到社会文化中。He shares his culture with others and learns from their cultures. 与不同背景的人分享各自的文化，相互学习。Notice the three verbs he used. Seize, 抓住。Embrace,利用 share, 分享。Now, listen to what Yu Si has to say.
I join a lot of volunteering work and the part-time job, which is related to my subject. My subject is psychology study. I help a lot of people with not only physical but mental health issues, difficulties. So, what I have learned, I can use when I'm helping with them. And also, when I'm helping them, I can learn a lot, and which I can use on the lecture to get a better understanding.
Yu Si does a lot of volunteering work, 志愿性工作. She helps a lot of people, not only with physical, but also mental health difficulties. 这里 physical 就是肢体、 身体上有毛病的人。那么智力或大脑有问题的病人呢，就是 mental health patients。
My subject is psychology study. I help a lot of people with not only physical but mental health issues, difficulties. So, what I have learned, I can use when I'm helping with them. And also, when I'm helping them, I can learn a lot and which I can use on the lecture to get a better understanding.
That's Yu Si on the benefit of volunteering work.Both students feel that social activities have helped them improve their English too.
And in terms of English learning, through the socializing and the volunteering job, and also my part-time job, internship, student union work, I learned a lot of vocabulary that I didn't learn in the class. In MSNI, I tried to learn one type of English called business English.So through that, I can make sure that my English become more professional in the business world.
For me, I think the social life is very important too. And I think you can learn a lot of academic words on the class. But how about you go out to communicate with people, interact with people? I found a lot of students, they got a bigger vocabulary, but they don't know how to use it, or they use...As we said, posh English, which is not very realistic in our daily life. But daily life is a very important part of the, studying abroad, studying in the UK.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
我是杨丽，欢迎继续收听 BBC Learning English. 今天我们请到了英国优秀国际学生奖获奖者刘雨思和张雨怀，同我们一起分享他俩在威尔士和北爱尔兰学习与生活的体验。As both Yu Si and Yu Huai are studying in parts of the UK with strong regional accents, Wales and Northern Ireland, I asked them whether regional accents are a problem in the process of learning the English language.
Well, my emphasis is English rather than accent. I think everybody have his or her own accent, so it really doesn't matter.
Yes,
as long as you can communicate okay.And you understand others and make yourself known and understood by others, then that's fine. Again, I would say that vocabulary, sentence, good literature of English is more important than accent.
In Yu Huai's words, vocabulary and good sentence structure is more important than accent. They talk from their personal experience. They both emphasized the importance of communication.The ability to understand others and to make yourself understood. Yu Si takes the idea further by suggesting that you should speak to people with accents, because if you don't know about different accents, you may not be able to communicate with as many people in the future.
For me, I think one is important part of the language learning is communicate. If you learn some English, but you don't know how to communicate with others or other people's accent, you cannot understand. So what's the point of communicate? So some people avoid their speaking to somebody with accent or don't want to learn anything, English language with accent. I think they worry too much because if you don't know about them, you may not be able to communicate with them in the future. So try to speak it as clear as possible, but do not avoid it to communicate with people who got accent.
Well, that sounds good tips for Chinese students who are planning to come to the UK. But let me play these clips again before we move on to talking about their culture shock in the UK.
My emphasis is English rather than accent. Again, I would say that vocabulary, sentence, good literature of English is more important than accent.
For me, I think one is important part of the language learning is communicate. If you learn some English, but you don't know how to communicate with others or other people's accent, you cannot understand. So what's the point of communicate? So some people avoid their speaking to somebody with accent or don't want to learn anything English language with accent. I think they worry too much, because if you don't know about them, you may not be able to communicate with them in the future. So try to speak it as clear as possible, but do not avoid it to communicate with people who got accent.
Well, now I'm interested to know whether you have any experience of culture shock. For instance, something that you didn't know before you came to the UK?
I think the people here tend to say more thank you and sorry very frequently.
So yes. They use these terms of politeness. Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. If they say excuse me or sorry, they don't actually mean sorry. If they say thank you, it's not necessary means thank you as well. They just use that.
How about you?
For me, I really experienced a lot of culture shock. I found some people here, they wash the dishes, but they don't clean the bubbles after they put on the washing liquid. This shocked me.
Well, that's interesting. 也就是说，英国人呢，在用洗涤镜刷碗之后呢，不再把这个碟子上沾的这些泡沫，在最后把它清洗一遍。
And I found that the pub culture is very popular in Britain. They always go to pub at night, whereas I prefer go to a very nice restaurant to have dinner and have a quiet evening with friends or watch movie, whatever. So that shocked me.
Okay, very good, very good.
Finally, I asked them what has made their stay enjoyable as international students. Now, tell me, what do you think is the key to living a rich and colourful life in the UK as students from China?
Well, I just would like to say that trust your friends. Depend on your friends. Because success is not about only all initiative. It's about teamwork. And so the reason why I can win the award is because of my friends. They support me a lot. They encourage me. So I would say, make more friends and socialize with them, learn from them, and then through this week, you develop yourself.
Yeah, I really agree with you. And I also think it's very important to be interested in what are you doing and be confident, be positive and enthusiastic. Put your heart towards it, not doing it because you have to do, but doing it because you love it.
Team spirit, 团队精神。和 genuinely interested in what you do, 真心喜欢你所做的事情。Well, that's Zhang Yuhuai and Liu Yusi talking to me on their winning the International Student of the Year Award 2007. If you have any questions regarding the program or life in Britain in general, please email us at chinaelt@bbc.co.uk. 欢迎大家来信，我是杨丽，下次节目再会。
You're listening to BBC Learning English.